As COVID cases rise, a big question is whether or not booster shots may be needed. We got some more details from government officials this morning on a possible timeline in approaching a third shot for those that got Moderna and Pfizer. And for more on that, let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Anjali Kamlani with the updates which we just got this morning. Anjali, what is the guidance coming from the government on this?
Well, Brian, the White House COVID-19 response team just wrapped up a briefing, and they basically laid out the following. They are looking at a target date of September 20th to begin booster shots for all adults who received a vaccine, the last dose of their vaccine, 8 months prior. So the target is really those individuals that were frontline workers or the elderly who first got the vaccines and then now can then get the booster shots. And this focus comes from data across the board, including from Israel, from the Mayo Clinic, as well as here in the U.S. And from New York. And so they've looked at all that data and said that while the vaccine does hold up against the Delta variant, they do see some indications of waning effectiveness, and based on that, are preemptively looking to ideally get a third shot authorized. Now, this is all according to Surgeon General Vivek Murthy. The idea is to wait until the process takes place as is expected, which is the FDA authorizing and the CDC advisory panel looking through the data and making a recommendation. Some experts are very upset about the press briefing, saying that it jumps the gun, that the government is getting out ahead of its skis in making this recommendation to begin with, preempting this process and therefore setting the tone for basically it to be a rubber stamp. So a little bit of a friction within that medical and healthcare community today based on this announcement. But health officials have said that this is just them communicating the signal they've received that boosters might be likely necessary, as we're seeing Israel and the UK also take it on. There are also concerns about global vaccine equity. We know last month, the World Health Organization did say a call for a moratorium on vaccine boosters in order to wait for the rest of the world to get access to just the first doses. And White House officials did say that they do see this as a balance between making sure that they protect Americans while also committing and continuing to ship out hundreds of millions of doses to the rest of the world. Back to you.
Anjali, as a quick follow-up, we know that here in New York City, they're starting the COVID vaccine mandate at restaurants, bars, many other types of establishments as well. Are we seeing similar types of actions being taken in other corners of the country? And also, just broadly speaking, how do you expect these types of vaccine mandates to weigh on whether or not we can actually end up flattening the curve as it relates to this current Delta wave?
Definitely seeing a little bit of pickup, whether it is vaccine passports and requirements or just indoor mask mandates. That seems to be the more popular strategy right now, following suit from what New York sort of led the way with. Whether it comes to sort of bending that curve, that is still the focus of the government, and that's why we're even having this conversation about boosters. But some people are, of course, concerned that those who would get the shots have already done so, and so it's really sort of keeping people out who have not had the vaccine yet. Some hope that the burden of having to test or prove the vaccinations will inspire individuals to go get vaccinated if they haven't already done so. It's just a matter of time to see if that is in fact the case. If we do see that in France, that was certainly what ended up happening. I mean, there were reports of the vaccine appointment site breaking within a day of the announcement. We haven't quite seen that rush here in the U.S. just yet, but maybe over time that trend will follow suit. It's just a matter of waiting and seeing.
Yeah, and worth noting that we've got a bit of a grace period here in New York City where we have until mid-September. But I'd be curious how these businesses enforce the mandate. We're going to be watching to see how it all plays out. Anjali Kamlani, thanks so much for that.